ABC Radio Australia.
Well, it's not often we see Pacific films at the Oscars. 20 years ago, Māori filmmaker Taika Waititi was nominated for Best Live Action Short Film, Two Cars, One Night. Then there's Disney's Moana, who picked up two nominations for Best Animated Feature and Best Original Song in 2017. That same year, the Australian Ni Vanuatu film Tana made it into the Best Foreign Language Film nominees. Now, two Kiwi Tongan filmmakers are looking to break that eight-year dry spell at next year's Academy Awards. Luciana Buchanan is the star of the hit Netflix series The Night Agent and more recently starred in the Jason Momoa's Hawaiian epic Chief of War series. Now, she's teamed up with Vea Mafileo, an award-winning documentary filmmaker, to create the short film Lea Tupuanga or Mother Tongue. Written by and starring Buchanan, it's about a young speech therapist who is disconnected from her Tongan heritage and lies about her Tongan language skills to get a job. Alice Lodhia spoke to the two filmmakers about their journey to the Oscars.
Milo Lele, Luciane and Vea, thank you so much for joining me to talk about this momentous occasion. I'll let you ladies share the news with our listeners.
So a short film that has had a very long life, Lea Tupuanga, Mother Tongue, written by myself and directed by the amazing Vea Mafileo, is in contention and is eligible for the Academy Awards for Best Live Action Short, which is really huge. No Tongan film has gotten to this point. The last New Zealand short nominated in this category was Taika Waititi's first short film, Two Cars, One Night, which was nominated 20 years ago. And so to be, you know, kind of without tooting our own horns, making history in that way, it's all just a cherry on top. And yeah, it's exciting.
Vea, when you first read the script, when you spoke with Luciane, what was the pull for you to come on board this project and make this your first drama debut?
It was probably, first of all, because Luciane is fellow Tongan lady. And for me, it's really important, you know, it's always been my kaupapa to help elevate Tongan filmmaking. But then, you know, reading the script and realising how, you know, it was an experience that I went through with my grandmother and just how a lot of the themes, I just know, you know, being a hapakasi, we are always kind of perceived not just by one set of people, but also, you know, like the full Tongans, the New Zealand-born Tongans, and then you get the hapakasi. So it's kind of like we're always like not, it's not like we're trying to prove ourselves, but we know that there's like judgment, so to speak, right? Let's all just, yeah, people are judging, right? So yeah, there was a lot of these things that I could connect with, and then I was just like, ah, damn it, fine.
Just seeing the journey of the short film to all the film festivals it's been to now, it's an Oscars consideration. Can you tell us how this happened?
There's a process of making the film, and then there's a whole nother life. And we've actually been really fortunate that we have really super onto it producers, that they have come into that process, and we don't have to worry about all the communication around it, which can be quite full on. The journey of the film really speaks to the quality of the narrative, but also how it's such a universal issue. You know, this is a Tongan story, but it's a human condition, you know, and that's through like westernization, migration, all of these things. Generally, everyone can connect with at least one aspect of the film. Even, you know, the relationship between just having an elder, you know, I remember someone coming up to me and just going, oh man, you've really reminded me that I have to see my, you know, my oldies.
Yeah, no, and what was really beautiful, like to jump on that, was when we were in Sundance, we had a community screening and we thought no one would come, and then we like sold out in like a couple of days. We were like, okay, whoa, my gosh, because there's a huge Tongan community in Utah. Obviously, there's like the whole Mormon community and, you know, but Vea and I could not move afterwards because we were just like bombarded with people just wanting to give us a hug and could relate so much, you know, because a lot of them have lost the ability to speak the language. And so being able to see how it directly impacts the audience is a whole nother thing.
What I've really loved about this Oscars campaign is seeing how you've managed to harness the power of people and getting the village to support. So who has come on board so far to really help push this film into the stratosphere?
Oh my gosh, my dear friend Frankie Adams, or our dear friend Frankie Adams, came onto the project very early, like back in the day when we were like fundraising, and she is our executive producer. So she's been on this journey from the start and she's just been absolutely amazing. And then we've just announced that Jason Momoa is our other executive producer, which is amazing because, you know, he was kind of like a perfect fit for us. He supports this kaupapa so much and has his own, you know, journey with his own culture and is such a big advocate for Pacifica storytelling. And I was very lucky to work with him on Chief of War. And so, you know, I had to do that thing of like, hey, could you watch our film and would you want to? And he was just like so supportive and said, I'd love to. How can I help?
What did Jason Momoa say about the film when he saw it?
Oh, he loved it. He loved it so much. He gave me a voice note and yeah, it was awesome. I was always so inspired with Chief of War because it's like, wow, like he's wanted to tell this for so long. He could do any project he wants right now. He could just be like, I want to do this action and this. But this was always like a passion project for him. So that's how I kind of saw Le Tupuanga. I was just like, different scales, but same sentiment. So I think that's why Vera and I like agreed. We're like, he's the best person to come and help support us on this journey.
And that was Alice Lolohea speaking to Luciana Buchanan and Vea Mafileo, the filmmakers behind Lea Te Puanga or Mother Tongue, who are making a bid for an Oscars run, which we'll closely follow on their journey.